I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Patrick Hoff reports at Fox News that House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik was incensed on February 3rd about China's, and I quote, violation of the United States airspace, end quote, in response to the communist country's spy balloon flying over the country. Stefanik was quiet, though, about reports of three similar balloons from China that violated United States airspace during the reign of President Donald Trump. Stefanik said, and I quote, the Chinese Communist Party's violation of the United States airspace and growing military aggression is a threat to our national security. This should be a wake-up call for Joe Biden's weakness on the world stage. He can no longer allow China, our greatest geopolitical challenge, to undermine us. End quote. Stefanik did not comment on Trump's weakness on the world stage. A senior U.S. defense official said over the weekend that balloons from China, similar to the one that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina this weekend, flew over the U.S. at least three times during the Trump administration. Stefanik represents New York's 21st congressional district, which includes Rensselaer County. Read more about this story at Fox News. Porcupine Soup reports that Republican Representative Mark Molinaro, who now represents New York 19th, announced February 6 the opening of a local office, including one in Greene County in Leeds. The others are in Binghamton, Liberty, Hancock, and Oneonta. Molinaro said, and I quote, constituent services and accessibility is our top priority. These offices will provide upstate New Yorkers with an important access point to our constituent service team who can help with a variety of federal issues. I encourage upstate New Yorkers to use our office as a resource. We are here to help, end quote. The Leeds office will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. The Leeds office is at 59 Gilfeather Park Road off of Main Street in Unit 1. The office can be reached at 585-625-2100. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. The Troy Record reports that Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents Albany County and the rest of the 20th Congressional District, recently introduced bipartisan legislation for research on Alzheimer's disease and supporting scientists in the development of treatments and potential cures. H.R. 619 and 620 are the National Alzheimer's Project Act Reauthorization Act and the Alzheimer's Accountability and Investment Act. Tonko and Republican Chris Smith from New Jersey hope to get the non-controversial bills passed. Both bills have passed previously and expire in 2025, so extending them could be bipartisan. Read the full story in the Troy Record. News 10 in Albany reports that Governor Kathy Hochul met with her state's congressional delegation on February 8th, but Representative George Santos was not a part of the group. Representative Mark Molinaro, the Republican who represents the 19th Congressional District, said, and I quote, no one noticed George Santos was not there, end quote. Democrat Representative Richie Torres said the discussion was productive, and I quote, partly because we had no charlatans like George Santos in the meeting, end quote. Both Molinaro and Democrat Pat Ryan commented on how they agreed with Republican Mitt Romney, who reportedly told Santos at the State of the Union speech that he did not belong in Congress. Molinaro said, and I quote, and I'm glad he said directly to Congressman Santos what many of us have been saying and thinking, end quote. And Ryan agreed, saying, and I quote, I'm glad Senator Romney joined what myself and my New York colleagues, Democrat and Republican, have been saying for weeks, end quote. Read the full story on the News 10 website. Nick Reisman reports for Spectrum News that Republican Representative Mark Molinaro is telling reporters that on February 9th, he will go on the House floor to complain about New York Governor Kathy Hochul's $227 billion budget plan, which Congress does not vote on. Molinaro is upset that Hochul's proposal could shift Medicaid money away from county governments. Molinaro says he will say, and I quote, Governor Hochul's budget puts these programs and the people served at risk. Her budget steals $1 billion in federal Medicaid dollars from the most vulnerable to subsidize a bloated and broken state bureaucracy. Governor Hochul is stealing from programs that help children, seniors, and those living in poverty, and putting Albany bureaucracy in control of another billion in taxpayer dollars, end quote. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District, though he lives in the 18th Congressional District. Last week, Pat Ryan, who represents the 18th District, went on the House floor to call for the CEO of Central Hudson to resign because of controversial billing practices. Read the full story at Spectrum News. Both Roll Call and Mid-Hudson News report that Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Mark Molinaro are part of the SALT caucus for the 118th Congress. They want to restore the state and local tax deduction that Republicans took out in a 2017 tax law. New York, New Jersey, and some other states claim their citizens now pay double the tax. Ryan said, and I quote, "The SALT deduction cap is blatant double taxation and unjustly punishes hardworking families across the Hudson Valley. I'm proud to stand and fight with colleagues from both parties to reinstate this deduction and put dollars back in the pockets of Hudson Valley families," end quote. The 2017 law put a $10,000 cap on the SALT deductions for taxpayers, and New York representatives so far have different plans for changing that. Read more about this story at Roll Call and Mid-Hudson News.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.